Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Josh Earl. I'm back again, with this time with a voice. Hey, thanks everyone who listened to last week and didn't write to me saying, hey, your voice is shit. So that meant a lot. Hey, I have a whole bunch of shows coming up. If you're in Brisbane this weekend, I am coming up with two podcasts and the live show, Modern Contemporary, the stand-up show at Fritzenberger. People from Fritzenberger have been so cool, and they run a comedy show afterwards, and they're saying if you come to the show at 7 p.m. at Fritzenberger, you get free access to their comedy show afterwards, which has me on it as well, as Nina Oyama and David Woodhead and Nick Carr and a whole bunch of other people. So that would be fun to do that. You get heaps more hours of comedy for your buck. So do that. Also, the podcast, the first one is, I think there's like 6 tickets left for the first one, Saturday, 4:45, and about 30 tickets left for the Sunday one at 3:45. So come on. Now, the Saturday one, I should say, 4 first-timers to the pod, which is very, very funny. I'm very excited about that. And the Sunday one, I have 4 people who are my absolute faves to do the podcast, so it's going to be lots of fun. If you're in Canberra, I'm coming there as well on the 21st of March with a podcast, which is going to be heaps of fun in the afternoon, plus my show Josh Earl Talks. This will be the last time I do the show, I think, unless someone wants to buy the show, because I love doing it. So I'm also going to record it and hopefully put it out for public consumption sometime soon, as in like audio, not film it. And so if you're in Canberra, come along, laugh really loud, you hear yourself forever on the internet. And if you're in Melbourne, tickets are on sale to Modern Contemporary and the podcast. So there's 5 podcasts on sale now, 4 at the European Beer Cafe, 1 April 8, 10 o'clock, at the Hi-Fi, not the Hi-Fi, Josh. Stop saying Hi-Fi. It's called Max Watts now. At the Festival Club. To get tickets to that one, you need to go to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au, and look up Festival Club, find the date, April 8, and buy tickets there. $15 for that show there. For all other shows and details, go to joshearl.com.au. It's all there. Hey, thanks everyone who's a Patreon subscriber. Brand new episode will come out very, very soon for you guys, a bonus one. Full episode of the podcast. That'll be fun. And also always new writing going up. Hopefully you're enjoying that. And everyone who's been leaving iTunes messages or messages on anywhere we can leave reviews about the show that are positive, thanks for doing that. Very, very nice. Enjoy this episode. I think that's all I need to say. Yes, it is. Enjoy. Episode 195. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered that the Women's Weekly are sending me coded messages with the release of their new children's birthday cake book. They've got a new one out, and there's a cake which is a cricket bat, and in the old book, the name on it was Dennis. In the new book, the name on it is Josh.
Oh, that's a sure sign.
I see you, Women's Weekly.
Maybe
I see you.
Killed Dennis.
Poor Dennis. If this is the first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I normally get 4 very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. We've had a late change, a late scratching, but they'll be on again in the future. So we've got 3 very funny guests and me. I'm going to play. I've never won the game before. Today's my day. So let's introduce them now. Our first guest shares his name with a London chef and menu designer. Can you please welcome, it's Dave Keller.
Yeah. Hello, thank you for having me. Hello, everyone. Well, good to be working with you all and having lots of fun. What's this about a chef?
He's a chef, but yeah. I think menu designer is the thing. Mm. that's just boosting up your resume.
Does like he design the paper and the calligraphy?
I think he just says what goes on the menu.
Yeah, that was my question as well. I was like, does he graphic design or does he decide whether or not they serve chips?
Yeah, I think that's what he does. Yeah. He goes, yeah, well, that's surely that's what the menu designer is.
If he's anything like me, he will be deciding yes. The more potato, the better.
Our next guest shares his name with an American College Athletics Coach of the Year. Can you please welcome from Do Go On, Prime Mates, and Listen Now, it is Matt Stewart. Yay!
Hey, hello.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm pretty good.
Did you know about this American College Athletics Coach?
I didn't.
You didn't, yeah?
No, I didn't, but he sounds great.
Just been announced Coach of the Year for his area, not the entire America.
Or
just,
world, but...
Just his, I think it's the Portland area.
Oh, it's a great area.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, the Trailblazers are from there.
Yes.
Aren't they?
They are.
And... Portlandia.
Portlandia, yes.
I think it's from that area.
Yes, I think, what band is it? I think the Decemberists might be from that area as
right,
well, but they might not be.
Is there a city, like you could name any city in the world and you'd name a band from it?
That's where I know my brain normally goes.
Say a city, Dave.
Okay, Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Is that Danish?
Capital.
Mando Diao, I think.
Wow, that was amazing. That was spot on.
Do you know this band, Mando Diao?
Nope.
They sound like they're Danish libertines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Googling them
later.
What about Darwin?
Darwin? Well, Jess Ribeiro lived in Darwin for a while. I'm not sure if she's claimed she's from...
I'm not sure if that counts.
Okay.
I'm going to pay it.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, what about Detroit?
Detroit Rock City, Susie Quattro.
Oh.
Kiss.
Yes.
Todd Rundgren, is that his name?
I like the way you said Susie Quattro first. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, then
Eminem.
Seattle.
Ooh. Nirvana.
You're too good at this.
No, that was a very easy one.
I almost said Nirvana when we were talking about Portland. So
close.
Glad
that was close.
I kept it in. And
who is that voice? Finally, it's a first timer to the podcast. She shares her name with a senior manager and recruitment officer at Rio Tinto in Perth. Can you please welcome Grace Jarvis? Yay!
Thank you. Thank
You've got one of the great names, I reckon.
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
I assumed it would be.
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine if I had changed it to this.
I just think it's a sick name.
Oh.
Mm, it
nice.
Is.
It's Grace kinda, Jarvis. Both yeah. elements great by themselves, and you combine yeah, them even strong. More powerful.
It's a lot of consonants.
Yeah.
Maybe several vowels. It? And yeah. it's yeah. on my birth certificate, so.
Yep. Big three.
The real kudos is to your parents, really.
Well, yeah. Well, exactly. They had a lot of dud options they could have used. They've
yeah.
given me the list and I'm like, oh, you've made the right call, I reckon.
And it's a good name for comedy as well if you're getting reviewed, because an easy byline is Amazing Grace.
Oh, yeah.
It's done the work for them.
Graced yeah. the stage.
There you go. Yeah.
Grace Under Pressure.
Yeah.
Is that one? Under Fire, one yeah. of the two.
Jarvis it real good.
See, if you were Will Anderson, you'd do like 20 years of just Grace puns for your show titles.
Oh, yeah. So this is why I have not done that.
Hey, our first game today is called Social Me Media, where I read out status updates by the four of us. I'm included. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. You get a point if you get it right. If you get it wrong, the person actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. Here's the first one. You all laughed when I stopped using toilet paper 2 years ago. Well, who's laughing now? Me, as I scratch my very itchy bum hole as people refuse to sit next to me on public transport. Yes, Matt.
That's you, Josh.
That is me. Yes, appointment for Matt. Yes. Tweeted today.
I forgot you're playing the game.
I'm in the game.
I'm in a real strong spot because I follow all of you. Sucked in.
Is that cheating or research?
That's good. There's no rules.
I definitely saw that one. I think I went to like it. And then...
Thanks. And then, no, I'm going to see him later this afternoon. Yeah. That would be awkward.
Yeah. Now, all I'm doing now is just naming all these tweets that I've seen and haven't liked. I scroll very fast, okay? I just don't have time. I can't.
No, I've Twitter thinks I'm spam because I've liked too many tweets.
I didn't know you can actually get blocked for liking stuff.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to like. I have to like leave it. I have to have like 3 minutes between likes. So
what? How many likes do you have to do to get to that point?
I don't know. Too many.
You're right. They think you're a robot.
Yeah, they do.
It's just because your name is so good. A human couldn't have it.
You know, Jarvis was Iron Man's robot.
That's true,
so
too.
So maybe you are
and
a robot.
Pulp singer.
I don't know.
Yeah, I only know that too. Because a boy in school named Tim Stark. Oh, that's his actual name. His last name was Stark.
Well,
and
makes
he
sense.
Had a crush on me. And everyone like like thought we should be together. And I was like, oh, I don't like him. Stop.
Stop
putting him near me.
But you're in a movie as characters, Stark and Jarvis.
He's very creepy.
That would be terrible because like Tony Stark told Jarvis what to do all the time. So that would not work out. That would be awful, yeah. Imagine.
No, not a fan. No. He's a doctor now, anyway.
Oh, missed out. Maybe I can date him.
Yeah.
Little peek behind the curtain for that tweet as well. Oh. Almost sent it out with butthole, but softened it to bumhole.
Oh, bumhole's funnier.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah. I don't know why. Is it the sound? Or is it the word?
It's because when you say it, your mouth looks like the thing you're saying.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
That is funny. All right, question two. Gonna treat myself and have a little lie down in the shower.
David?
Yes, David?
Was that Matt?
No, that was Grace. A point there for Grace.
But I have felt that way before many times. Jeez, imagine having the room to lie down in the shower.
Oh,
I'll have a sit.
You have a sit in the shower?
Yeah, I'll sit in the shower.
A squat.
I'll squat for sure.
Yeah, okay.
I wish it. How roomy is your shower?
We've got a bathtub.
That's good. When I was at uni, we had a shower over the bath, and you'd sometimes sit in that and just put the plug in and fill it up, but also have a shower. It was very good.
Oh, yeah.
I had an old roommate who, when he was badly hungover, he'd take a plastic chair into the shower and just sit there for way too long.
It's like
too
an much. Invalid.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's water restrictions.
It was my nana.
Oh, yeah.
All right, question three. Saw a busker juggling at the traffic lights before going up to the cars to ask for coins. As he finished, the lights went green and all the cars just drove away. He hung his head. All that juggling for nothing. Tragic scenes.
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Was it Matt?
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Grace. Yes.
Could you tell because it didn't have a punchline?
Yeah. It was a sort of a rambling tale,
yeah.
Which I appreciate about you.
Told a nice story.
Yeah. It's always funny. This show amazes me when you hear a tweet and you're like, how is this still going?
280 characters. This one, only one character, the busker. Tragic. Question four. Did anyone else's mum make that terrible lumpy hot custard from a yellow powder and be confused when you didn't think it was a treat and in fact considered a punishment?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Grace.
Yes, you were correct. Another point there for Matt. Yes.
I love that custard so
no,
much.
No, I'm on Grace's team here.
It split the crowd. People were like on board with the custard and I was...
I don't know. Maybe mum didn't make it that lumpy and she would put Milo, our first initial, into the top.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's good.
I was filled with fear when I saw the Tupperware out on the bench. I was like, oh, no. The custard's upon us.
Jeez, that's privilege. See, for us, the greatest day. Oh, the Tupperware's out.
Have you had it recently, though, the custard, Matt?
No, I haven't.
See, that's...
It might be nostalgia.
Sometimes nostalgia does play. Viennetta is a big one that you have it now. Oof. Not as good.
Really? I remember it being amazing.
Yeah, but ice cream's improved.
Right.
People don't talk about it enough, how good ice cream's got.
Right, the creaminess.
Yes, yeah. It's got more cream, which you think would be the opposite in today's age. Like Macca's are putting healthy options on the menu, but ice cream places, Ben and Jerry's, no, more fudge, more cream.
It used to be very icy, probably.
I've been watching too much Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Josh has gotten onto a soapbox. You yes. can't see. But...
Oh, get me on food stuff. I am. That's why I chose that one. I am all about it. Okay. Question five. I'm in the Virgin Lounge, which coincidentally is what they called the room at uni where we played Dungeons and Dragons.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
That's got to be... Well, I shouldn't say it. Dave?
You are correct, yes. There was more to that one as well, Dave. Do you remember what else was there?
What else did I
say? Okay, it was like, ha ha ha, we were sexually inactive. We simply preferred to roll dice, but at least we were not rolling the dice on STDs. Clasps hands together and nods. Clasps hands together, yes. Very good.
There's a few things that gave it away. Virgin Lounge. I feel like you're the only one who's getting in there.
Yeah, doing very well.
And then you're also a wizard. So that were the two main things.
Yeah.
I thought it was just that you were accusing him of being a virgin.
Thank you, Grace.
No, that didn't cross my mind at all.
All right.
Next question. Remember when Twitter first started, everyone used to make fun of it for just being about people tweeting about they just ate a sandwich. Man, I'd love to see some good sandwich tweets again. Hit me up. Best sandwich combos. Surely Ruben's number one.
Grace.
David.
Yes, Grace.
You.
Yes, that's me. Yes, food one.
That was a great question. I replied to that.
You did.
But mine was like, pretty boring, but it's just
like
so good.
It was like ham, cheese and avocado, a bit of black pepper.
Yes, only not ham, tomato.
Ham, tomato, sorry.
Yeah, so good. So good. I had a lot of, almost be my favorite meal.
I felt bad though, because I had a lot of people doing absolute shithouse suggestions. I'm like, you guys need to live a bit more. Like, this is so bad.
Yeah, I like just a jam. Bit of jam.
Stale bread. with some...
Share it with a pigeon. The best sandwich is friendship, I think you'll find.
The real sandwiches were the friends we made along the way. That's so funny that you just said, I'm really into food stuff, and then the next tweet was,
I know,
you doing a food tweet.
It's almost like I wrote the whole podcast. But people were putting burgers. What? It's not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
It's in between two pieces of bread.
In America,
but not a sandwich.
They call them sandwiches, I think, which is
chicken
really
sandwich.
Confusing.
I only realized that it was like when everyone's talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and I looked it up, and that's just a burger. That's just a chicken burger.
So they think a burger is just the patty, I think.
Yeah, but maybe. Here we have a Queenslander in the room as well. Sausage sandwich. Is that what you call a sausage in bread? A sausage sandwich?
I think so, but I think we also just call it a sausage in bread.
Okay.
Just a sausage in whatever form.
I just saw Matt O'Kine on Twitter one day going nuts about people calling it a sausage in bread.
That is all Matt O'Kine does on Twitter.
I know, yeah.
He goes wild. It's like, leave the other states alone. They're fine. Although I do have a bone to pick with you sausage-wise, because we had a party when we first moved down here and we bought Cheerios for the party because we were worried no one was going to have a good time. We were like, well, at least we've got these Cheerios. And then no one knew what we were talking about.
Breakfast cereal?
No, they're like little red sausages.
Oh, little boys.
Little boys.
What?
A horrifying name for a children's party snack.
Did you know Tasmanian, little boys? Is it?
No,
I think they're called, aren't they called Frankfurts?
Frankfurts or cocktail sausages.
Cocktails.
Chipolatas.
Chipolatas. But I think chipolatas are more seasoned.
Oh, okay.
This is sausage. Yeah. This
your real basic bitch kind of sausage.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, with that rubbery red
processed
skin.
Processed meat. Yeah. Yeah. They're called Cheerios.
Cheerios.
Yeah, I thought that was a breakfast cereal as well.
Yeah.
The rings.
Yeah.
No, we did. That would be weird, actually, if we had a house party and there was cereal.
That's what I was envisioning as well. Yeah. I was like, here's some boxes of cereal.
What do you do up in Queensland?
We're just trying to force people to stay over. Like,
No.
How do you like your Cheerios in the morning?
And
No daylight savings. Mm. No little boys.
Nope.
Another good one is.
Is little boys a Victorian or a Tasmanian thing?
I think it's a bit of both.
I think it's
there's
both.
There's a bit of crossover.
I've never heard of it.
Have you heard Little Boys?
Combo. Well, only since we brought them and then people said the words and we were scandalized.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Because another state lines, is what you call that, like rolled, like the Devon rolled meat.
Oh, Straz.
Straz. We called it in Tassie German because it's like, it's from Germany.
That's broader than Strasbourg.
Yeah. Because otherwise, it's got to be from the Straz region. It's like champagne.
Right.
All right, question 7. I'm so thirsty, I could drink the ass out of a low-flying duck.
David.
Yes, David.
Was that Matt?
Yes, a point there for Matt. I mean, for Dave.
I've got a few American followers who were baffled by it. They didn't know the source material.
Wait till they hear this and hear the little boys. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It's going to blow them minds.
I don't know the source material either.
Oh, there's a saying, I'm so hungry I could eat the ass out of a low-flying duck.
Oh. So it wasn't even an original tweet?
No,
it was
I just changed up one. I changed thirst, hunger to thirst.
And you just said the exact saying.
And drink to eat or eat to drink.
Got credit for it.
Yeah. I changed two of the words.
All right,
I think that's at least 10% of the phrase.
It's a parody.
A lot of comedy is actually just changing words.
Would you not explain to me what comedy is as the only woman in the room?
Next question, question 8. Everyone wants a baby Yoda, sure, but how many of you would actually fuck a Yoda to get one?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I'm going to say Dave.
You are correct. Yes, it is a Dave. Yes,
it's a great question. Because I would have said at the start of the tweet, I'm like, yes, I would like a baby Yoda. And by the end, I wasn't putting my money where my mouth was.
No, not willing to go that extra distance. No.
In the Star Wars universe, are there any female Yoda type like creatures?
We don't know the gender of the baby Yoda in The Mandalorian.
I assumed it was Yoda as a baby.
Oh, no,
it's not
no,
Yoda
it's,
as a baby?
No, Yoda's already...
It's a species, the Yoda.
Okay.
The species Yoda.
All right.
That's right. So,
but then that means that Yoda from the original Star Wars is just named as if we were named after what we are.
Yeah, they haven't thought it's
human. He was their diversity hire at the council. He's like, that's our Yoda. We've got one black man, one Yoda.
All right. Question 9. The open mic comedy version of Be So Good They Can't Ignore You is Be So Fucked They Can't Help Describing You in the Group Chat.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Grace.
Yes, you are. Another point there for Matt. Yes.
Dave, have you got any opinions on open mic? I'm just guessing you're not tweeting about the open mics much anymore.
I mean, I haven't seen you.
I don't see you around the open mics much anymore.
You're not hanging out. You weren't at the university gig that Matt and I did the other night at an O-Week event.
Oh, how was that? Was that fun? They can go either way. No, they can be raucous. It was terrible. Yeah.
Well, the O-Week was in a different room without a door between.
Oh, you need doors on venues.
I think comedy works best when there's four walls. Yeah.
And it rarely gets them.
Those roofs, love them.
I think it's a new room, and apparently normally they're upstairs, but they got booted by this O-Week event, which was raucous, and they were instead in a corner downstairs with a lot of noise bleed.
O-Week comedy works well if someone from the uni is getting up to do some comedy.
Right. And preferably.
Yeah, because that happened when I first met the Nelson twins. It was at an O-Week at their uni out in out the one in Bundoora. I think that's
Latrobe.
Latrobe, yeah. And they got up, and it was me, the Bedroom Philosopher, Tripod, and those guys.
Sick lineup.
It was great lineup. And
not a lot of gender diversity, to be honest. But different time, I guess.
I didn't book it. But that was when I met those guys.
Yeah, cool.
Pre-beards.
What? Really?
Yeah. Well, maybe they had small beards, but it was just like stubble. It wasn't
small beards.
Every beard's got to start somewhere. Yeah.
All right, our last question for the round. Fun fact, the wine company Brown Brothers got their name when two young winemakers always had to do a poo at the same time.
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Was that you?
That was me, yes. Point there for Grace.
Is that a true story?
Is that the history? Is that from the about section?
Should be, though.
Of that business's
website?
Every
time you have a wine now and it's a Brown Brothers, another little fun fact about this one.
And I knew vaguely where it was going, and I loved the journey.
As soon as I said Brown Brothers, you're like, I know where this is going.
If you have two people in a house that need to do a poo at the same time, one of them has to go in the yard.
That's just true?
A sign we have on the door in my share house.
If there's a tie on the bathroom door, you gotta go get shit outside.
Yeah.
Well, with coronavirus coming, do your shits now, guys.
Yeah.
Do them all. Get them all out now and hold them in.
We have an outhouse at our house that doesn't work. But recently we had Rohan Ganju over for that particular party, who is not here now because he's supposed to be.
He was meant to be here, yes.
He was like, "Do you have another bathroom?" And we were like, "No, we have that outhouse." And he went and pissed in it. It's not a real outhouse.
I can see why, there's a bit of a trap there, isn't it? People aren't expecting a tricked outhouse.
Yeah, but once you see that it's, like, covered in vines, you'd think he just pissed on some vines in my house.
Whoa. Just put fake snakes around it, and that'll help.
At the end of the round, the scores are me, 0 points. I didn't get off the mark. I don't think I'm going to win this one. Dave, you're on 1 point. Ooh. Grace, you're on 4 points, but in the lead on 5 points is Matt Stewart. Yes.
It is hot at the top.
Yes. This round is called Yearbook. Now, this round, we go back and talk about our school days. And today we're talking about a young Grace Jarvis. Now, when Grace was in primary school, her school held a fete. And the big piece de resistance of the fete was one of the teachers was going to skydive into the school and land on the school oval. What happened, though, with this skydive was that, A, the teacher landed a lot faster than she was anticipating and broke her foot. The teacher lay on the ground with the instructor on her back, and the teacher was swearing and crying. Was it B, the teacher landed, and once she landed on the ground, quit teaching for good? Or was it C, the teacher with the instructor on the back overshot the school oval and landed on the hockey oval, which was next to it? All the kids took off, causing absolute chaos, with them running everywhere, and a search party was formed for two preps who couldn't be found for half an hour. Now, one of these is true. You ask her as many questions as you can.
Okay.
Bear in mind,
yep.
She wants to get it wrong so she gets your point.
So fun that straight up, just what isn't disputed is that a teacher skydived into a school. That definitely is true.
Yeah.
This is great.
What swear words did the teacher say?
A lot of fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the main breaking a foot word, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the classic.
Yeah. Fuck my fucking foot.
Yeah, fuck my fucking foot. That's a combo.
It's broken. This is the oval. Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this all adds up so far.
Yeah. How long were they off from school after they broke their ankle? When did they come back?
Well, the thing is, she wasn't like my. Well, she wasn't a classroom teacher. She was one of those random teachers that's just like about, you know. Okay. Like she taught me like Bible studies, I think at one point, but then also she taught me.
Wait a minute, the swearing teacher.
She did Bible studies, but she also did my sex ed talk.
Oh yeah, I had my RE teacher do our sex ed as
well. Wild, but
I,
she was like cool. She was trying to be cool. She had like a long skirt, you know. They always got a long skirt. They're trying to be
that
hip.
Is
They're
cool.
Trying to be cool.
Long skirts, that's badass.
Thank you. I would like you for that to get around due to my fashion choices. No, but she was like this crazy woman. She like told us that if you get your period in the ocean, a shark won't eat you, which is not something I'd ever considered. But like, and then I was very afraid because I had never like, of course, I'd never thought of that. But now
they won't
it does
eat
seem
you,
like
or they
a risk.
Will.
No, they won't.
Oh.
And then she was also like, if you got to put a tampon in, and then she like did a big thing where she like put her leg up on a chair and sort of put her head between her legs like a psycho. Like no one has ever,
well,
I mean, there are no other women in here, but no
one
has ever.
She was short-sighted. Yeah. So.
And the long skirt, she had to get up.
Yeah,
in there,
under there, yeah.
Because that is true, because with the blood of like human blood, sharks aren't attracted to it. That is
it's
a
not
myth.
Enough.
Also, they don't like humans. So
no,
when
they
bite you, they're
it.
Like, oh, this is not nice. Oh. So they're only after fish blood.
The shark, right. Anytime a shark has eaten a person, they've gone, chomp, oops, sorry, you're a person.
Really?
My mistake, and swung backwards away.
That's great news.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they take big chomps.
Ideally, so we'd have, we'd swim with bags of human blood around us.
That's why it's important.
Leaking into the ocean, yeah.
That's why it's important to donate, guys. because they also can be used, the bags of blood can be used as a buoyancy as well.
Wow.
A lot of purposes.
Yeah, this is smart.
Mm.
Less drownings, less shark bites.
So in which scenario did your teacher tell you that fact?
All of them.
Okay.
In all of them, she was a crazy woman.
Who were these primary school kids? Half an hour missing. How do you organize a search party?
So the oval was like, next to the school, and then like just beyond the school, across the road, there's like a playground, and then just like bushland, like on top of a hill. So there's sort of like a steep hill decline into bush. And so we lost these two kids, and everyone's like, oh no, they've gone into the bush. So everyone's running around in the bushland past this playground. They're just in the bathroom. Like they were just, they were just pissing the whole time.
They're small. They can't run far.
They can't.
A long piss.
And they they had to figure it out. It was their first one.
They'd not been
in the world long.
Oh, I thought you meant they'd broken the seal.
Like. Yeah.
There were six kids.
Yeah, everyone's
deep.
Like fucking teachers are organising like an emu parade for children in the bushland and
Wait,
they're not even
emu
lost.
Parade?
You don't want to know what an emu parade
sort of thing?
Yeah, you all like line up.
Without arms.
And then you
walk backwards.
You can do the arm if you want to, and then you like look for rubbish, but or you look for whatever's lost.
Oh, you don't just stick your hand in the ground.
No, that's ostriches.
Oh, yes. So I get minus a point for not knowing the difference.
No. I suppose in Queensland it might have been a cassowary parade.
Oh, they're cool with their hard heads.
Mm.
I saw one of them last year for the first time.
They're
real
the
cool.
Majestic beasts.
Yeah. Real dinosaur looking.
They can kill you with a kick. They kick you and they disembowel you.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, because they've got the big mandible claw thing. Yeah, okay.
And they're the heaviest bird in the world, I think, or one of them.
We're not questioning your bird.
Let's not fat shame the cassowary.
Well, I didn't say it's more dense because they're not that big. But
and they've got that bone hunk
I
on
guess
their heads.
You can say they're big bone, Matt, but we know what you mean, okay?
So this isn't
Well, actually, they're not because they're bird-like frame. So that's whatever. No matter how big the bird is, it's still got a bird-like
frame. Well,
now
you're starting to dig your way into something here. I want to say I support all size birds.
Birds of any body shape,
any
size.
Feather.
I'm just going to say, Matt, #be better. That's okay.
Thank you. I didn't need to hear that, actually. What was the third option? So we got the missing one.
Then there was, she quit.
She quit.
Man, that's option B.
Oh, she quit.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And broke her leg.
Did that happen, the quit?
quitting? Yeah, she just like did not. We never saw her again. She just skydived into the fate and just
skydived into retirement.
Yeah, she was just,
what an entrance slash exit.
She was like in her late 20s, I think. She was just like, I'm out. I'm done. I've taught enough kids how to use a tampon wrong. I'm gone.
And did she have like classes booked? Was it the end of the term or was it just like suddenly in the middle of term?
I think it was like gone. The end of term 3. So there was like another term, but we just like, it wasn't.
My mum recently skydived and was very much, it changed my life, Josh. It changed my life.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what are you going to do differently, mum? Oh, no, it's just changed my life. Like,
the thing is with skydiving is that if I had $400 to spend, I could change my life in other ways. Yeah. Like, I could have like a nice massage.
Yeah, or like for a $400, facial. A real good one.
I could see a podiatrist, you know.
What do they do?
The feet.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Scrape the shit off your
look
feet.
At your feet.
Yeah.
Look at them for a bit.
Look at them.
Mate, tell me they're good.
They're real little. Yeah. So, that's sick.
What do we think, Matt and Dave? A, B, or C?
I think Grace is a very good liar.
She's playing the game very well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm feeling the religion teacher maybe wouldn't swear, but then again, she sounds like she would be crazy enough to skydive into a fate. So, all bets are off. I'm just thinking maybe from the way you were describing it in detail, maybe the kids in the bush land.
I think C. She landed. Yeah. Everyone ran off to try and get to it.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to figure that out if that was too much, like the high level of detail of a liar or of a truth teller. And I can't really tell the difference. You know when people are compounding lies and they keep chucking one on top of the next? I'm going to say, which one did Josh make up? That's the other thing. But he's very good at this. He's done it for a while.
He would have had to have made up two, though.
Two.
Yeah. I'm going to say the broken foot.
You were both incorrect. Oh, it was B. She quit on the spot. So
that was
points
the we didn't ask you anything about it. You gave no detail. Jeez, really, you're good. Yeah. Very good.
So was it a real just quit on the spot or was it like I've landed?
She didn't do like a stamp her foot, I'm quitting teaching, but we just truly never saw her again. Mm. She just did this massive commitment to this school fate where she just fell from the sky.
was it?
Like a plague of locusts.
Maybe she wasn't allowed to do it. Yeah, maybe it was like, no, you can't land on a school fate of kids.
That's actually probably against so many safety regulations.
It was such a small oval. But no, I think they had it organized because they all told us to like move away. But like, oh man.
She's coming.
It was because it was for the like 100-year celebration.
Turn the Ferris wheel off.
It was like 100 years of the school and they were like, Big event.
Yeah.
The sex ed teacher's going to jump from the sky, I guess, is what's happening.
As is the old tradition.
And use her big skirt as the parachute as it comes down.
The 100 year, I think, 25 years is gold, 100 years is parachute.
That's right. I'm going to Mary Poppins this shit and
so
act.
So people didn't know MC Hammer actually was 100 years old. He's paying for a tribute. The scores at the end of that round, I'm still on 0 points. Dave's on 1 point. Matt's on 5 points, but we have a new leader in Grace Jarvis on 6 points. Yeah.
She was so crazy. Like, I'll never forget all of these things she told me. None of them were helpful in my life. Like, she just, like ripped the thing off a pad and just, like, stuck it to her hand and was like, eh? I was like, this isn't helping us.
Well, maybe she was trying to combine the two. Stigmatism. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, the person wants you to get it wrong, because if you get it wrong, they get the point. So to Grace. Now, Dave recently got into an altercation after a gig. An argument started when a husband and wife came up to him after, and the husband told him a very misogynistic joke. Dave did not laugh, and then the wife said, I told you it wasn't funny, and the couple then had a big argument right in front of Dave. As they left, the wife said to Dave, we were going to ask you for a threesome, but he's fucked that, hasn't he? Yeah or nah?
Amazing. First of all, what was the joke?
You get super weird people after gigs. Would you believe I can't remember the joke itself?
Please don't tell the joke.
I tend to shut them out anyway. Or maybe I'm being diplomatic, but yeah, the jokes escape me for
would
now.
Would you have otherwise had a threesome with them?
I would not.
Okay.
No.
Was that because of like how they looked or because of who you are as a person?
Both.
Okay, cool. Combo.
Yeah. No judgment on them or their lifestyle or their choices.
I mean, some judgment on their misogyny.
On their misogyny, judgment. Judgment there.
And their telling of jokes. Leave it to the professionals. Thank you. Did they just have the argument? Like, did they make sure you were included in the argument, or did you just have to stand there? Did they trap you against a wall?
Look, I felt free to come and go, but out of odd politeness to misogynists, I just stood there and.
I like that she didn't think the joke was funny. Mm. She was like, I've married this man, but.
Yeah. I like that he road tested it with her as well beforehand.
Before you? You think he would road test it with you before telling her?
What? I don't know.
Because due to your bit having the skills.
Yeah, due to me being
and her being a woman who potentially would not enjoy misogyny.
Yeah, right.
Whereas you are more likely to, just from the outside.
Statistically.
Yeah.
Yeah, not technically, but
no, not in actuality, but yeah.
Where was this
statistically
gig,
more likely? It was actually a cruise ship.
Oof.
Yeah, is exactly
so. In international waters.
Yeah, that's where they
are. Normally, misogyny rules don't apply out there.
It's a breeding ground for corona and misogyny. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that if my employer is listening. It's a great holiday. It's very, very good package deal.
You could have married them. I think that's the rules, is that sea captains and comedians on cruise ships have celebrant rights.
I thought you meant like get into a polyamorous marriage with them.
No.
You
could do that
celebrant.
Also.
I obviously technically could.
At all times.
They're all about it.
And that's why we brought you here.
behind door number one.
We have the right couple.
Now. Yikes.
We're worried about you, Dave. We just need you married off.
Yep,
we just hear at a point, possible. Though, where the guy just comes in and says a horrific joke. And we're like, all right, thanks for that, Gary. Out you go.
Yeah, just worth flying him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, where was it? Oh, yeah, cruise ship. Right. Yeah. Were they Australian?
They were Australian, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're from like somewhere like Narrumbrai. Is that even a place?
Narrumbrai.
That's the one.
Yep. Outside of Tamworth. Yeah.
What do you think, Grace?
I was there on a road show for the Comedy Festival in Narrumbrai. And someone, I can't remember, it was one of the comedians on stage doing mic check before the crowd came in, goes, you know, did the mic check and then said, so anyone score me some weed? And the tech yelled back, not Narrumbrai, mate.
Ooh.
Like, as in like
you
we don't
do drugs in Narrumbrai, buddy.
Anti-drug town. That's interesting. Toowoomba is famously trying to become anti-porn. They're trying to ban all porn in Toowoomba.
That's tricky with the internet.
With the internet, yeah. People have brought it up, but they're not deterred. I think that happened.
You are incorrect. It is a lie.
I fully believe that. I believed it so much that I thought I could remember you telling me about it or something.
Oh, wow.
This just happens to him this often.
But you did have an altercation with someone at a gig,
mm.
which prompted me to write this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's weird lying on behalf of someone else's lie. Isn't that a bizarre thing to have to do?
Yeah, I know. I put people through this and I can tell as they're lying, I go, I feel so sorry for you. I can tell that this is too much for them, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. You go through a gamut of emotions. It's so weird, like just really passionately selling something.
Well, I believed you as soon as you said it was a cruise ship. I was man, yeah, anything goes.
Right. Well, actually.
The Cole Porter musical and the concept.
Yeah. It is definitely a breeding ground for some very odd sorts. And I was in the nightclub after a gig one night and this guy comes up and starts kicking me in the legs. And I'm really oblivious to a lot of stuff sometimes.
You're like an old tree trunk.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. And I thought he was being playful. I thought he was just like having a bit of a weird way to make friends. Maybe that was how he made friends. And so like I'm kind of laughing it off thinking this is one of those Aussie traditions where like people test you by kicking your legs.
He wasn't Irish dancing near you, was he?
Here's the thing. This is the next level is he was disguising the kicking into dancing. So he's making it look maybe like Irish dancing, but he was like dancing around me and just disguise it. And maybe for cameras or other people, he was like lashing out with
hoping
a swift kick here and there. Who knows? But he
greatly confused what capoeira was. He was like...
yeah, actually, it was a bit capoeira now that you mentioned it, without all the back bends and flips and stuff. So he started circling, kicking, and then it got harder. Like, the next day I had a couple of bruises, in fact. It was that hard. And so I went upstairs after a while.
Was he small?
No, he was like... No, not at all. He wasn't a fit, athletic guy at all, but...
I'm picturing him as like a tiny pixie, just like kicking at your ankles, like from the impact he's made on you.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Maybe we should have done this story instead. So I decided to remove myself from the situation because, you know...
That's good conflict resolution.
It was the only decision I felt at the time. Yeah, there was no point talking to someone like
that. Because he was looking
for
a reaction, probably.
Yeah, exactly right. 100%.
From
and so,
kicking his legs.
Yeah.
So I went upstairs to, it was a double level nightclub because I've been on the fancy ships. I went upstairs and there's a piano bar and I was sitting beside the piano and he follows me up and he comes over and he goes, "Oh, I think you're a shit comedian." And I went, "Oh." And he goes, "What do you think of that?" And I was like, "Nah, I'll get over it eventually." And then he didn't like that. So then he goes, "Oh, and I think you're a shit dancer as well." And I was like, "Whoa." Say what you like about my comedy, but like I work very hard on my dancing. Thank you very much. I think you'll find. And then he goes to turn around and he does that sucker punch thing. It was horrible. It was like he goes to turn walk away and then he turns around and he like slugs me. And I saw him like just wind back around and I kind of like step back with it, yeah? So it kind of, and having a beard.
Does
is
he know
helpful.
You're a ninja?
I don't think he knows.
Did he go to Cruise Jail?
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost. So the bouncers came in and grabbed him and grabbed me and said, "Go back to your cabin." And the next day they said, "Do you want to make a statement?" And I said, "I don't want to get any paperwork. I don't want to make things any more complicated. I'm sure he was just drunk and I don't want to press charges or anything. Just to keep things easy for everyone, you know, because it would complicate his life and maybe he was just drunk. But they said he's been a nuisance. He's been a menace. He was shadow boxing on the dance floor all night. He was jonesing for a fight, yeah. So,
but he came all the way upstairs and kept going for it. That's pretty wild. Right.
Also, he could have fought anyone on that ship.
Why choose the huge ninja?
But he
he also could have saved his money and fought someone on the land.
right.
He chose you and he saw your show first.
Yeah. It turned out
it's commitment to a fight.
Yeah. He had been to the show and his wife really liked the show, but he didn't. So the plot thickened a little bit, but I'm not sure if he knew, but I'm not allowed to.
Then he told you a misogynistic joke.
there was probably a few circulating
you
around his head.
You tried to marry his wife. No, I'm on his side now.
Anyway, we're all together now, married, happily married, and it's wonderful.
All right, so to Dave. Now, Matt.
Yep.
Matt here loves pasta so much that one year for Christmas, his parents, as a present, bought him 8 packets of pasta. Yeah or nah?
I don't think I need to ask questions because that is such a Matt Stewart thing to happen, in my opinion.
Right.
What sort of pasta was it?
Oh, it was an array, spirals, penne, ribbed and unribbed.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite kind of pasta?
Exactly. It rotates.
Yeah.
I'll eat one until I don't love it anymore, and move on to the next one.
Like crop rotation in the 14th century.
Exactly.
One fallow.
Yeah.
Come back to it. Yeah.
I've got the favored ones like large shells, large spirals.
Yeah.
Then I like going to small spirals.
Are there any you don't like?
The wagon wheels. I occasionally I'll dip into them, but I would rarely go after them.
They're like pasta you put in minestrone. They're like, that's for kids.
That's that's kids stuff, Dave. Don't look at me like.
I moved on to the harder stuff.
Was it all like San Remo pasta, like from the shops?
No, I think what's that one that's one step up above Homebrand? The blue packet?
Zenofelli?
Yeah, maybe Zenofelli, which I think it turned out that guy's like a bad person. I might, allegedly.
No!
I'm making that up.
But do you separate...
I can't say that publicly.
Do you separate the pasta from the pastorist?
Yeah, well, that's the tricky thing, isn't it? I tried to.
Yeah. Do you rate gnocchi?
Yeah, I like...
But that's more potato. Does that doesn't count as a pasta, does it?
Dave, come on, you've got a reputation. Like, there's like,
I should know about potatoes, or I should know about pasta. I don't know about the Venn diagram. I don't know about the intersection.
Because I've got quite a lot of Irish heritage, but also some Swiss Italian. So gnocchi is actually my two families coming together.
Yeah, you're in the Venn diagram too. Yeah. Is it time to make a declaration either way? Okay, I'm going to say yes.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Dave.
Well played.
Were you happy when you unwrapped this pasta?
I was so stoked.
How old were you when you unwrapped the pasta?
I was like 23.
It's good. It's a good age. Were you at uni at the time? You were
uni days.
Back?
Yeah.
Were they nervous giving you the present? Like, is he really going to like this as much as
I think there was some nerve there. Yeah.
Apprehension.
Yeah, they showed a bit of nerve. It was risky.
It's a risk.
I currently have like 8 packets of dinosaur shaped pasta in my cupboard because it was on special.
Yeah, I think if it's on special, then I'd go back to Wagon Wheels or whatever you like.
But I was like, it's on special and it's dinosaur shaped. Like, when's this going to happen again? Yeah. So I stocked up.
I think you should. Yeah. Was that coronavirus related?
All right, to Matt. Now, the first time Grace had sex, she texted her best friend afterwards because she had to tell someone. Her best friend at the time then told her parents, who in turn called up Grace's parents and told them. This was all because, unbeknownst to Grace, her then best friend wanted to be with the boy.
Oh.
Yeah or nah?
I hope that's not true. That sounds awful. Every part of that was a little bit worse than the bit before.
Yeah.
Toowoomba, baby.
You are a Toowoomba, baby. Yeah. Okay. So where did you know this friend?
From school.
Okay. And how oldish were you?
I was in year 11.
Year 11.
And she was the year below me.
Right. And the boy was from school?
No, I went to an all-girls school.
So how did you both know him?
Drama.
Okay.
Like theatre drama.
I forget why I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
And then when you see her have to think about something, you're like, wait, was that think a remembering think or a making up think? Are you still together today?
With the boy?
With the boy?
No, surprisingly
and
not.
Did your friendship recover?
Oh, no.
That
was actually, the end? No, I think our friendship did recover, but it does not live.
Right. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, yeah, if you are a grudge, are you a grudge holder normally?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd call that a dog act, what she did.
Also would call it a dog act.
But she's probably calling what you did a dog act, but you didn't know.
I didn't know that this happened until my parents told me, like, later when I was an adult. Because my parents were
wow, okay.
Okay.
We don't want to know about this.
Yeah, right.
We're not going to bring it up.
We don't tell her about what we do.
Why would her parents call your parents about it?
It's wild. It's just like the ultimate
They were the
job.
RE teacher.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, so were they, like, religious or something, or they...
Her family.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
They just like love to gossip.
I heard this thing about your daughter. Imagine. Well, I hope this isn't true, but I believe it could be. So I'm going to say it's a yeah.
You are incorrect. It was a lie.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that for Grace to lie about. How do you think I feel?
No, the first time I actually had sex, I was 17 and I'd already graduated from school. And I was like driving back from the having sex and I got my first breathalyzer.
Wow, that's a real coming of age story.
Yeah, and the guy was like, have you been drinking tonight? And I was like, no, but I have been fucking a Catholic. So is that against the law?
You shouldn't do that and drive.
No.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are me, I'm still on 0 points. Dave is on 3 points. Matt is on 5 points, but extending her lead on 7 points is Grace Jarvis. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, now this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out questions about all four of us. I'm included. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. If you get it wrong and it's about me, I get the point because I can't buzz in. It's the only way I can actually score. I don't think I can win, but here we go. Dream big, Josh. Okay, question one. Who, at 5 years old, had coconut for the first time and drank it from a glass and then spat it back in the glass that everyone else was going to drink it from?
David.
Yes, David.
Was that Grace?
That was me.
It was you.
It was me. I get a point. Yay.
I've got deja vu. Okay.
Yeah. I'd never seen a coconut before. I'd seen one on TV, but not in real life. Mm. And it was a big thing. My grandma had a coconut. And she, all day we're like, can we have the coconut? She goes, no, it's for dessert. We'll cut it up. If you eat a good dinner, we'll cut up this coconut.
Yeah.
And we cut. They cut it up. Took ages to cut it up because they didn't know how to cut
so
it up.
So your expectations were going through the roof at this point. Like, this is going to be amazing.
I'd seen it in cartoons, people loving coconuts.
They're always in paradise as well. Yeah. Or like they're shipwrecked and all of a sudden everyone's living on cocktails out
drinking,
of coconuts.
Drinking from a fancy straw and something like that. And so I was so excited and I had the first sip and they poured it, all the water into the glass and it was one glass. You don't get much water out of a coconut. And I sipped it, and it was disgusting. And I spat it back in. Huge argument with my parents and my grandparents and my auntie saying how disgusting I was. And my parents were sticking up for me, going, "Well, he didn't know. We didn't know what it was going to taste like. He didn't know." So,
to be fair, I do think they should have put it in separate glasses.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
This was 1986. So coronavirus is way off.
Is it the same as what you get like coconut water in a? In a bottle now?
I still don't like coconut water.
Because that is gross. I've never had a coconut itself. And I also would picture it to be taste like paradise.
Yeah. I'm not I don't like
coconut water. It's meant to be real hydrating, but it's so slimy.
So is actual water, you know?
But apparently even more, well, someone once said it was even more hydrating.
Well, just drink
water.
More water. Well, I've solved this.
I've changed. Well, that's what I do. But there was one time on a hot day, someone was like, "This is what you need." And
next question. Who here?
We're not done with the coconut.
I've got to pick my kids. Who here had a teacher who was also a drag queen?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Grace.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Matt. Yes.
He was a university lecturer.
Oh, sick.
And one time he asked the class if anyone was free on Friday night. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, "Can you run a barbecue, a sausage sizzle at our drag show?" And I was like, yeah, so.
This was in Toowoomba.
No, this was in Brisbane.
Yeah, right.
I was at uni by that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question.
Was that a bowls club?
Ah,
you
that
know,
sounds
the
like
home
a great
of drag.
Night.
Yeah.
Who here found out they ruined a Leonard Cohen gig for other people because they were singing along too loudly?
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
You.
No, that was Matt. Put off Grace there.
Yeah, I feel bad about that all the time. Which song? I'm like, next time he tours, I will. I'll get him a ticket. It was my uncle, and it was every song.
Every song you were singing along?
I reckon I sang every word, or at least attempted to. And I had one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Was not the same for my Uncle Mick, apparently, but I didn't find that out till much later.
It's pretty impressive that you knew every song.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you one Leonard Cohen.
He kind of plays his greatest hits-ish sort of stuff.
Right.
Hallelujah. You'd know that one.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sing Hallelujah. No wonder you were singing so late.
That would be great if you were singing that singing Hallelujah.
He can't get mad about you joining in with gospel music. Yeah. That's
made
to sing along.
All right, next question. Whose cat currently wakes them up every morning at 4:30 with a paw on their face, and then this person walks out of bed with the cat, and then when the cat is in front, rushes back into bed and closes the door behind them?
Grace.
Yes.
Dave.
No, that was me. Oh. A point there for me. Yay.
Cat man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Every fucking morning, my cat Billy puts her paw on my face. I wake up, check the time, it's 4:30. It's too early for her to be fed. Yep. So I walk out of the room as if I'm feeding her. We play this little game. She goes in front and then I quickly shut the door and run back in.
There's no way you can just do that before you go to bed?
No, I need to have the door open in case the kids wake up in the night and they want to come into our room. And so, but then if they wake up between 4:30 and 6:30.
You can't get a door handle that kids can open but a cat can't?
I don't, my youngest is 5 and I don't want him to be scratching at the door.
What if you made... I was going to say you could make a kid flap, but a cat would probably be able to get through that.
Yeah. Make it. But they've got to punch some numbers in. Yeah.
I do like that you have to do a mime with
cat. I know. Well, my wife was sleeping for a while with 3 books on the bed, at the end of the bed, and I hate anything on the bed. And those 3 books she would throw, not at the cat, but near the cat every single morning and would wake us up. And I'm like, can't you just get up and put the cat out? And she's like, no, this is a good system.
As a librarian, you would have hated that.
Oh, I know. Don't treat the books like that.
Not the women's weekly cake book.
All right, next question. Who here recently did a CPR course? Who learned CPR?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Dave.
Yes, you were correct. Put there for Matt.
I thought it would come plainer than ninja stuff.
Yeah, you got to be able to fix people up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You break them down and that's you resuscitate them.
That's right.
Next one. Who here bought a newborn baby a Batmobile? Like not a mobile, a Batmobile.
I think that's even weirder than the guy kicking you in the dance floor. Matt?
Yes, Matt.
Who's the weirdest person here? Grace.
No, it was Dave.
That's who I thought. I boxed myself into a corner by calling him weird already.
Chucking that on my poster this year. The weirdest person here. Matt
above,
Stewart.
Above Matt Stewart and Dave Gallon and Josh Earl. That's pretty good going, I reckon. That's good.
So this is your nephew.
Yeah. He just got born.
Congratulations. Congrats.
End of last year. Thank you. And
I meant to him.
Oh yeah, to him for being born. Yes. That was way more impressive than me just doing nothing, sitting around and going, "Here's some news." So I got him. I went to the supermarket and there was a Batmobile. It was 250 and it was down to like 180. And I was like, "Ha ha ha!" And I took a picture and sent it to my brother, going, "Wouldn't it be funny if I bought this for Cassius?" And then I saw Mum for lunch and she's like, "We're going over this afternoon to meet him for the first time. Should you get a present? What are you thinking?" And I was like, "Oh, as a joke, here's this Batmobile." And she goes, "Oh, you have to get him that."
Right.
So Mum's on board. So I went back and he's got a dog called Mac who will not leave his side. This dog is just by his side the whole time. It's the cutest thing. So I'm going to get Mac a little Robin costume and they can both sit in the Batmobile together. Can't wait.
Very cool.
Oh, it's a rideable Batmobile.
It's one of those little toy cars.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick. Well done.
Thank you.
Next question. Whose uni would often have inmates from the psych ward break in to yell things about Jesus and the devil at them as they went to class?
David.
Yes, David.
Was that Grace?
That was Grace. Yes, point there for Dave.
What was the uni degree?
Well, this was when I was studying abroad in Oxford, and it was like my dorm was like right opposite a psych hospital, and I like on my way to uni, just sort of like trudging through the snow, this lady would just like come out and yell at me on my way to class, and on my way back from class, she's yelling about Jesus, and and I'm walking into a dorm full with other people that we don't all speak the same language, because they were like, "You're all foreign exchange students, you'll have something in common." It's like, none of us are from the same country.
Just all hang out together.
There were other Australians and they put them like across the other side of town. At one point towards the end of my exchange, they were like, "Oh, we've been looking for you." And I was like, "You didn't look hard enough. I've been near the crazies."
I'm in with the people shouting about Jesus. Just follow the yells.
Yeah.
Did anything get through to you? Any Christian teachings?
No, she thought that Jesus and the devil were the same person, which I was like, right on, lady.
Yeah, that's deep.
We had a special relationship.
Oxford, Radiohead. Okay, moving on.
nice callback.
Question 8. Who was recently asked to do a gig for some detained coronavirus patients?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
It's going to be Dave on a boat.
That was Dave on a boat.
Are you ever not on a boat?
Yes. Thank God. I'm not on boats between April and November. But then the season, the comedy festivals kind of die down. And aside from corporate work, there's not a lot of land stuff. So I do that between November and February. I feel like I'm like explaining a guilty secret.
No, I love that you referred to comedy on land as land comedy.
Oh, yeah. You know you've been doing
it. Been on the boat too long. Yeah. Next question. Who at a young age would tell people that they wanted to grow up to be a terrorist?
Matt?
Yes, Matt.
Josh?
No, that was Grace. Point off, Matt.
The weirdest person in the room strikes again.
I always tell people I wanted to be an entomologist, and then people would be impressed that I knew what it was. And then when 9/11 happened and terrorist was like on the news, I switched it. I was like, terrorist, also a big impressive word that gets a reaction.
And our final question for the game, who went to a dietitian recently and the dietitian told them they just need to eat earlier?
David.
Yes, David.
Was that you?
No, that was Matt. Yes.
Yeah. That really blew my mind.
You need to eat earlier in your life?
Eat earlier.
He sent me this message at 11 o'clock last night, sending through stories to talk about.
One about pasta, because I was cooking pasta.
Yes, as he was preparing dinner, and I said to him, "That is a late dinner." And then you said,
"What time is the dinner?"
Like he was texting me at 11.
About 11 something.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was the issue that you went to the person with?
I've just tired a lot and I've been trying all different avenues as to figure out why. Yeah. Went to a sleep doctor and they couldn't crack it. I would have thought they'd be the ones, but
yeah.
I think putting fuel into your body
that's what they
sooner
said.
In the day.
Oh yeah. Okay.
They said that it could be a good solution.
No, I'm with them. That makes perfect sense.
And last night was the first time I'd slipped up since they told me. Back into old habits. So you get a few gigs.
I know.
And then all of a sudden it's like I either go to bed starving or go to bed overly full. I probably could have had a smaller meal, but no. That's so confusing.
At the end of the game, the scores are Dave on 2 points. Josh Earl on 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
I got the board. Grace Jarvis on 5 points, but our winner on 6 points. It's Matt Stewart.
Shit.
Very good. Very good stuff.
Now,
we did it.
Because you win, Matt, you get to promote and plug your shows first. So
you're
doing a whole bunch of shows.
Yes. I'm doing my show Monkey House in Brisbane from the 10th to the 15th, Brisbane Comedy Festival at the Powerhouse, then at Melbourne at the Vic Hotel through all of Comedy Festival, then Sydney Comedy Festival, I can't remember when, but I guess May.
Yep.
And you can get details for that at mattstewartcomedy.com.
Cool.
And also doing my podcast live, Do Go On, to the Comedy Festival. I think maybe straight after you.
Before me.
Straight before
you. So it's
you.
A European. I think you guys are at 3, I'm at 4:30.
Yes, and also our stand-up shows are
back-to-back as well.
Back as well.
You're
so
at 7, I'm at 15.
So people can do the double.
Do the Matt and Josh double.
You could do the double-double on Saturdays.
Sundays. Yeah.
Or maybe we're not back-to-back. Or maybe I need to double-check
when
we're on. Okay, great.
Yeah, do the double-double.
Do the double-double.
Do
That's
four,
so much to ask. See
four,
us four times.
4 hours of comedy in one day. Grace, where can people see and find you?
I'm doing a show for the Comedy Festival in Melbourne from the 25th of March to the 5th of April. It's called For a Good Time Call. Grace Jarvis and Bronwyn Cuss. It's Split Bill. And please come because we are from Queensland and we don't know anyone here.
And
we
you're
don't
both
have
so
relatives.
Good.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, follow me on Twitter. I'm Grace Jarvis, oh no. And on Instagram, I'm Nio Grace Jarvis, NGAIO. It's a bad handle. I didn't know Instagram was going to be a thing. It's a childhood nickname. Anyway, it's not important.
Excellent. And Dave Callan, where can people find you?
I'm on the second weekend of the Comedy Festival at the Spiegel Tent. And come and see Comedy Zone Asia and the Indian comedy scene. There are two shows that I'm involved with as well. Yeah, this
Excellent.
Year.
The Indian comedians who come out and do roadshow are so good.
Yeah, right.
As comedians and as people.
Amen.
Big fan.
Both. Yeah, and it's only been a scene that's been going for 7 or 8 years, really. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And they've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, huge.
Because of the freshness of the scene and the population. So some guy had 1 million followers on Twitter who was on roadshow with us.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Hey, if you're in Brisbane this weekend, the 7th and 8th, I'm doing my shows at the Brisbane Powerhouse, the podcast, and doing my live show on my stand-up show, Modern Contemporary, at Fritzenberger at 7 o'clock on the Saturday night. So come along. If you come to that one, you can stick around afterwards. There's comedy on afterwards as well. Nina Oyama is going to be there. David Woodhead's going to be on as well, and that's free. Just stick around after Modern Contemporary. There you go. Also, all shows for Melbourne and Canberra are on sale. Go to joshearl.com.au. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.